Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. I hope you're all having a wonderful Sunday in this glorious 4th of July weekend. Elon Musk just made the biggest political mistake of his life. The world's richest man thinks he can take down the Republican Party and create his own America Party. But the numbers are about to destroy his entire plan. And I'm about to show you exactly why this will be the most expensive political failure in American history. Before we dive into why Elon's about to learn the hardest lesson in politics, if you're new here, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, because we're going to expose the truth the legacy media simply will never tell you. Today, we're going to break down the cold, hard data that proves Musk's America Party is doomed from the start and why it's actually the best thing that could even happen to the conservative movement in many ways. So first, let's talk about the elephant in the room that Elon conveniently ignores. Republicans are absolutely crushing it. They are dominating voter registration across America. And that itself shows that there's no appetite whatsoever, particularly among Republicans, for this America Party. And I'm not talking about some tiny voter registration advantage here or there. We're talking about a political tsunami across the nation that's literally reshaping the electoral map. In Pennsylvania alone, we talked about this on Friday, but Pennsylvania, the ultimate swing state, Republicans have cut the Democrat registration advantage from 630,000 voters in 2021 to just 70,000 today. It's a 560,000 voter swing in just 3 years. And even better, in Nevada, Republicans just overtook Democrats in voter registration for the first time in nearly 20 years. Florida, Republicans now have a staggering 1 million more registered voters than Democrats. But here's the kicker. Nationwide, Republicans are outpacing Democrats in registration gains by a margin of 4-1. Democrats have lost 3.5 million registered voters since 2020. Republicans have net gained nearly 250,000 registrations. So this isn't just a trend. Patriots, gang, this is a political realignment. And so this is why I don't think Elon's new political party is going to make that much of an impact on this new Republican Party. We all know what he's trying to do, right? He's trying to Ross Perot the Republican Party across the nation. Perot won 19% of the popular vote. He didn't win a single state. But what he did accomplish is he split the conservative vote and handed Bill Clinton the presidency, right? Sound familiar? And this is exactly what Musk is planning to do here. He's already said he wants to target just 2 or 3 Senate seats, 8 to 10 House districts. Translation, he wants to be a spoiler. He wants to play spoiler where races are razor thin for Republicans. So if that's the case, the only people celebrating this news of a new party is Chuck Schumer and AOC. But this isn't 1992 anymore. And again, the Republican Party, we have to understand, they are on fire in terms of voter registration. People are not inclined. People are simply not disinclined to vote Republican. Musk is essentially trying to resurrect the failed Libertarian Party playbook. And anyone who's been paying attention knows how that story ends. The Libertarian Party has been around for about 50 years, and their biggest success was getting 3.3% of the vote back in 2016 with Gary Johnson. And Trump still won. He handily beat Hillary with the Electoral College vote, all the while the Libertarians tried to play spoiler. Because in the end, Libertarians are frankly more comfortable with the open borders and the globalist division of labor policies of the Democrats. But since 2016, the Republicans have built up the strongest voter registration advantage in decades. We're talking about a party that's gained over a million new voters in Florida alone. That used to be a swing state, while Libertarians can't even crack 4% nationally. And let's be honest about what Libertarians actually really represent. I'm sorry, but they claim to be fiscally conservative. But when all is said and done, They are an ideological mess that inevitably leans left. It's no coincidence the two most prominent members of Elon's New America Party are Andrew Yang and Mark Cuban, LOL. I mean, you literally can't make this stuff up. It's fast becoming the party of disaffected Democrats, not Republicans. So it actually has the potential of being a spoiler for the Democrats.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Here's what Elon doesn't understand and what the establishment Republicans are finally waking up to. MAGA is not just a movement anymore. It's become the mainstream of the Republican Party. A recent Vanderbilt poll found that 52% of Republicans now identify solidly MAGA. That's a majority for the first time. So this is in 2016 when Trump was fighting the establishment. This is the establishment. We are the establishment now. And when you have Republican voter registration surging across the country, when you have a movement that's captured a majority of the party, when you have the infrastructure and the grassroots support, why would anyone jump ship to follow a billionaire with a God complex? The answer is very simple. They won't. And that's why Musk's America Party, I think, is destined to be the most expensive political failure in American history. But even if Musk could somehow convince people to join his vanity project, he's got a massive infrastructure problem that his billions simply can't solve overnight. Building a political party is not like building a rocket. You can't just throw money at it and expect it to work. Look what happened to Kanye West in 2020, right? Despite his name recognition and Musk's own guidance, West only managed to get on the ballot in 12 states and receive fewer than 68,000 votes. And that's with celebrity status and unlimited resources. Same with RFK Jr. I mean, the legal hurdles alone are staggering. In California, a new party needs 75,000 registered members or 1.1 million signatures just to get on the ballot. Then they need to maintain that registration threshold or win 2% of statewide races. Multiply that by 50 states, each with their own requirements, and you're looking at years of litigation, hundreds of millions in legal fees. Meanwhile, Republicans already have the total national infrastructure, the voter files, the ground game, and most importantly, the momentum. And we're seeing this already with the midterms. I mean, historically, the party in power loses seats in midterm elections. But here's the thing, Republicans are positioned right now to actually gain seats, not lose them. And it's precisely because of these voter registration numbers we talked about in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Nevada, Arizona, all the key swing states. Republicans are either closing the gap or they are taking a massive lead in registrations. So bottom line, the Democrats are seeing their votes dwindle in real time. And there's just simply no more voters for them to find up to make up the difference. And then let's not forget the elephant in the room par excellence, and that's Donald Trump. Love him or hate him, the man knows how to fight. And he's not going to let some billionaire with a messiah complex destroy the movement that he built. Trump has already signaled that he is going to war against Musk politically. And when you're dealing with a transactional president who does not forget slights, that's a dangerous game to play. Musk's space contracts, his government subsidies, his regulatory approvals, all of that becomes leverage in Trump's hands. The smart play for Musk would be to work within the system, not blow it up. But ego is a way of making smart people do stupid things. So what's the solution? It's simple. We double down on what's working. Republican voter registration is surging. MAGA's become the mainstream. The infrastructure is already built. Instead of following Musk's ego trip, right, we need to focus on expanding those registration advantages and making sure every Republican shows up to vote. The numbers don't lie. Republicans are winning the registration war, winning the enthusiasm war, and building the foundation for long-term political dominance, regardless of what Elon Musk does. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments below. Do you think Musk is actually going to follow through on his threat, or is this just another Twitter tantrum? Let me know in the comments down below. Stay strong, stay informed, and keep fighting for America First policies that actually work. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.